Okay, we got all the way like 22 lines from the middle of Aleph and Aleph. We're on to the next Mishnah. Berishoyna yululav nitol b'mikdash shiva. Originally, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the lulav and the dalad minim was taken in the Beis HaMikdash for all 7 days of Sukkot. This is the din mid'areisa, that they would have the lulav for 7 days. We're going to be dorish from the fact that it says v'samachtem. Rashi says v'samachtem fnei Hashem elokechem shivas yamim. So it says, so we have a drasha that is a reference to with the dalad minim. So when are you samech the 7 days? When you were before Hashem, lifnei Hashem, and that is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. That is the assumption of Rashi. Seemingly, the Beis HaMikdash is referring to specifically the Beis HaMikdash, and anywhere that the Mishnah Yonit B'Shiva Medina Yomechad Medina reference to the all of Eretz Israel except for Yerushalayim. There's a diuk for the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos that the Beis HaMikdash over here refers to all of Yerushalayim. That the Beis HaMikdash refers to all of Yerushalayim, and all of Yerushalayim would be included in the Mikdash, that it would be referenced to the Shivas Yamim would be considered Lifnei Hashem. That's the Shaila Bizman HaZeh. Would we extend that Chumrah of the Rambam to assume that maybe there'd be an Inyan of taking the Lulav and Esrog for 7 days in Yerushalayim, even when there is no Beis HaMikdash? And many Achronim assume that no, even according to the Rambam, where there is no Beis HaMikdash, there would not be a Mitzvah Deraisa. But some Achronim, I believe it was the Nizir Shimshon, from what I remember, and I think other Achronim wanted to learn the Rambam, that even if you would take the according to him, that you understand that Mikdash is Shiva, that even, and it's all of Yerushalayim, that even Bizman HaZeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you'd be kayim a mitzvah de'oraisa potentially every single day by taking your lulav in Yerushalayim, in the halachic Yerushalayim, which is within the old city of Bayis Rishon, not even of Bayis Shena, the old city of Bayis Rishon. We know where it is. The old city of Bayis Rishon is in the middle of the old city. Even when you first walked with those older the outer walls of the old city, those are not from Bayis Rishon. Those are built by the Turks like 500 years ago. Those are fairly new. Migdal David was not anything to do with David HaMelech. Those are all built much later. That we have where the wall is, where the original Bayis Rishon wall stood, besides for Ir David, but where it went up to where the old city is right now, it's around where the Chorva Shul is. If you walk inwards into where the park is of the old city, if you know what I'm talking about, that is where the walls of the first Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, there potentially be a Kiyam Dereisa. So there were big Gedolim. Well, Yoshev Zatzal, remember, every day used to go, I think it was to the top of the Ish roof, and he would shake his lulav and esrog over there to try to be Mekayim, this hiddur of the Rambam to Mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Shivas Yamin, potentially of having an extra chumra to have the lulav and esrog all 7 days potentially be a mitzvah d'oraisa, as opposed to, we're going to see, only a zecher lemikdash. So it's only a derabanan, a much higher level of being Mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's what Yoshev used to do. I think they asked the Brisker Rav, does he not hold that that's Pshat in the Rambam, but does he not apply Bizman as the way I heard the Girsa, which I don't know, maybe it could not be, but that the Brisker Rav used to say that I'm so choshesh on day one whether I was Mekayim my mitzvah or not, bivatel naseh, because you know, briskas are all their chumras on the hadasim, on the lulav, on the esrog, all the chumras that they have. So he said, I'm choshesh, I'm bivatel naseh, and not necessarily yotze with what I have on day one. I should be machnes myself in that suffix all 7 days. How could it be that I should do that? It wouldn't shock me if the Brisker said that briskas so machbid about everything. They're so always choshesh that where they yotze, where they not yotze, or Shach always like to say about the difference between the netziv seder and the Reb Chaim, that they were Rosh Yishuv at the same time, that when they had their Seder, Pesach Seder, the Netziv was like the happy grandfather enjoying the grandchildren, asking the Shailas, and like everything was relaxed. Reb Chaim was like, you're eating the matzah, you're Mekayim the mitzvah, you have it right away. It was like much more tense. We're Yotze every mitzvah, we're Yotze every Hiddur, we're Yotze the Marah, everything like that. That's more of the Brisker Derech. Okay, going back to over here, so that's the concept of the 7 days, because of Samach Lefnei Hashem Lokechem, that's all Shivas Yamim is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So where it says, Medina Yomechad, and in outside of Yerushalayim, that's only going to be for one day. Mishachara, Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hezkin Rabbi Yochanan Metzaka, Shea Nitol, Lulav Nitol, Bebedina Shiva, Zecha, the Mikdash. Rabbi Yochanan Zakin was a Sakin, that the Lulav should be taken as a Zecha, the fact they took it in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days. So that would be the mitzvah would apply for 7 days. The lesson over here of it was taken for 7 days is a little bit problematic over here, because maybe when on a mitzvah d'oraisa, and even maybe d'rabbanan, there was no gzeira in the Beis HaMikdash, that you could argue that when Shabbos would fall out, for sure there's one of those days going to be Shabbos. However, when it comes to the mitzvah d'rabbanan, when it comes to the mitzvah d'rabbanan on Shabbos, if it falls on Shabbos, we are afraid you're going to come to carry in the Rishus Rabbim. There would be a gzeira, so it must be that he said 7 days, we must mean except for the day of Shabbos. That's what the Meiri already points out, that it means lav davka in this lashon of of Hiskim Elchanan that takes, it means all 7 days when you can. Obviously, on Shabbos, it wouldn't be included in the Takana, was not carrying it on Shabbos and would not be taking it. We hold that even on day one, when it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, we are, that's usually, I think the day where Rosh Hashanah, we had last year, when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, right? 2 weeks later is going to be Sukkot. So then also Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot is going to fall on Shabbos, and also Erech Pesach is going to fall on Shabbos. All three of those things happen on the same year. That's what we had last year, that we do not take the lulav on the first day. We're not making the mitzvah d'oraisa because of the Gzirah Chazal. The same thing with shofar, because we're afraid you're going to come to carry in the Rosh Hashanah. We're going to get to that a little bit later in the Gemara. And then the Mishnah continues, V'shiyah Yom Henef Kulo Asr, the day of Yom Henef, the day literally of the waving, that's on the 16th of Nisan. They used to bring the Korban Omer. The Korban Omer would be waved and be matir the chadash. The new grain would be mutter until the Omer was brought. All the new grain would be usher. That the pasuk says, so the pasuk is telling us that the new crops are going to be usher, the new grain is going to be usher until you bring the korban. So in this pasuk, the Torah seems to give us two different zmanim. What's going on over here? One zman is lo sochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh. Aratzim Yom Hazeh is seemingly telling us that the mitzvah is going to apply immediately until that day, implies that it's going to be immediately at Alos HaShachar, it's going to be mutter. But then it says, Arav Yechamez Korban HaShem Lokechem, until you bring the Korban. So the Gemara Menachos darshens out that there's two different zmanim. When the Beis HaMikdash was obeyed, then it's going to be when they used to bring the Korban. However, in the absence of Beis HaMikdash, then it would be mutter right away. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai tells us that even after the Beis HaMikdash, it should be mutter only the entire day. We're machmir that the entire day we're going to be machmir. The Gemara is going to get into this drasha, but that's the etzem, what's going on. Not, no pun intended, etzem hazeh. No, that's the etzem. That's basically what's going on with regards to the Korban Omer. So the Gemara now asks me, Nolan Davdina Zecher LeMikdash. How do I know? Is there a pasuk that tells me I have to do a Zecher LeMikdash? So says the Gemara, yes, there is. Amar Yochanan Rechanan stated, Amar Krah, the pasuk tells us, Ki ele arucha lach umimakosayach arpecha numa. Hashem kinitcha karu lach zion hi darish ein la. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu tells us that I'm going to cure you and I'm going to heal your wounds. And Hashem saying that most of Yirmiyahu is a lot of tochecha and mussar. This happened to be one of the nechamtas of Yirmiyahu. The nation ones are going to call you out and they're going to say there is no one who seeks her. So there's no one who's seeking Dorish Tzioni or Dorish Einla. So the Gemara says, what is Dorish Einla? That there's no one who's seeking, there's no one seeking out and seeking Tzion. So the Gemara says, Mechlal de Baidusha, that it seems that we should seek out, seeking out Tzion is the way that we should be driving and striving to have Drisha Tzion. There's a Kiyum of Drisha Tzion, my Rebbe Tabor Zatzal, he would just have years since past week. So much Aliyah. So he always used to say that whenever we Dorish, he extended this to Eretz Yisrael. I never asked him where he got that from, but he used to say whenever you're talking about like mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Tlios Ba'aretz, or mitzvah of Yerushalayim specifically, all the mitzvah based on Mikdash, he used to say, besides the Kiyum of Talmud Torah and mitzvah of Kiyum Talmud Torah, you're also making this pasuk in Yirmiyahu that there's Drisha Tzion. We talk about Eretz Yisrael, we talk about Yerushalayim, and we want Yerushalayim, we want Eretz Yisrael. That's something that you're Mekayim, another din of Drisha Tzion that we see over here. There's an inyan that we should always be attached to and love and strive to have Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, also, Rav Moshe just asked a question. What did the Gemara ask me? Nalan Davdina Zecher LeMikdash. Where do we know that there's a Zecher LeMikdash? Rabbi Yochanan maybe thought it was a good idea to make a Zecher LeMikdash. Maybe he thought it would be a nice idea to have a remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash. Why would there be a Shaila of Minalan Zecher LeMikdash? So Rav Moshe points out that lechora, maybe that if through Svara alone, you would not be able to make a concept of takana of a zecher lemikdash. So the question is why not? So the Rav Moshe doesn't discuss that, but the sefer the Daf Pashut, who has aras on a lot of the things that he says, but Shem Rav Moshe, so he quotes the Sfas Emes that actually has two nice explanations why that might be an issue. He quotes that maybe there'd be an issue of the Sfas Emes says maybe it's an issue of Bal Tosif. The Yehu says you're allowed to make we say the mitzvah derais is to take the mitzvah lulav one day. Where do I have the right to tell you to take it 7 days outside of the mikdash? That's Bal Tosif. I'm not making, I mean, extending a mitzvah derais and telling you to do it more than this man that you need to do. Maybe that's an issue of Bal Tosif. The second answer, he says no, he wouldn't have thought to make a concept of a drishas of zeichel mikdash because people get depressed and say we're making a whole takana. A whole enactment, a remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean? Shouldn't the Beis HaMikdash be built tomorrow? If you really felt the Beis HaMikdash being built tomorrow, then why are you making a remembrance for something that you don't need a memorial day for something that you think is going to happen right away? So that's the answer. So no, we have a pasuk telling you that we want to be Doris Tzion. The more we are, the more closer it's going to come to Galus. Now the Gemara continues to the next part of the Mishnah, which pointed out Vishay Yom Henef Kulo Aser, that the whole day of waving should aser the eating of the new grain. The new grain is only going to be mutter the day afterwards. The Gemara asks, my time up. What's the reason for this takana? The Gemara says, Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We hope that the Beis HaMikdash will be built right away. And that's the concern over here, the Beis HaMikdash will be built right away. And what's going to happen? V'amru Yishtaked, Milo Achlanu, Behir HaMizrach. They used to say, we used to eat in the morning. We just pointed out. when there was no Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah deraisa is going to be, the inyan deraisa, the isra deraisa is only from that morning. The 16th of the morning is going to matter all the new grain. It's going to be mutter to have the new grain. However, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, then it's going to be ad aviyach emes abar korban tuva. The mitzvah deraisa is telling you only in the morning when you used to bring the korban, that's going to be matter it. So if you ate in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, you had your chadash from the previous year, you had your new grain from the previous year, That's going to be an Isra Deraisa. So the words of Hashem Aminichal, they're going to eat it before they brought the Korban. Vilo, Yadid, Ashkelav, and Beis HaMikdash. Last year there was no Beis HaMikdash standing. Heir, Mizrach, Hitir. And that's the reason that the next morning was Mutter. However, Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, Omer Matir. But now there is a Beis HaMikdash, the Omer is going to forbid it. And if you don't bring in the Omer, as we mentioned, that would be an Isra Deraisa. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai, who is Mesakin, that without the Beis HaMikdash, the entire day should be Usr. So it's a very interesting thing. The Tosos ask, why are we mentioning only these two takanas in the Mishnah? Why are we mentioning only these two takanas in the Mishnah of the concept of lulav and the concept of Yom Henef Kula? There are a lot of other takanas that Rabbi Yochanan mentioned that are not mentioned in this Mishnah in Sukkah. So that's so Tosos says maybe that it's just Agav Orchoi mentioned this concept of Menachos. It's Agav we mentioned the concept in lulav, but Tosos bothered by it because in Menachos we don't mention the concept of lulav together with it, so they don't seem to go hand in hand. So why is it not? So apparently when the Brisker Rav was traveling, I forgot with who, the brother of the Ger Rebbe at the time, I forgot which Ger Rebbe was at the time of the Brisker Rav in Europe before the war. So they were apparently traveling together on like a vacation thing, and had, what did Gedolim do? They were talking and learning. The Brisker Rav brought up this question of Tosfos, and he asked the Ger Rebbe's brother. One thing with Ger Rebbe is that a lot of the Chassid Rebbe is a big Talmud Chacham and big Tzaddikim, but like all the Ger Rebbe's Kedarkam, every single one is a massive Talmud Chacham in Nigla as well. And in terms of the Ramamish Iluyim, in terms of the Perishim Hashas and Halacha. Anyway, so the brother, I assume, is also a massive Talmud Chacham. So he was speaking with the Brisker Rav about this question that Tosfos had, that why in the Mishnah in Sukkah does it mention Menachos Agav? And Tosfos pointed out that when it comes to Menachos, we don't mention Lulav. So he said along the lines of what the Sfas Emes is about the fact that maybe we shouldn't have the takana of Zeicha LeMikdash because people are going to be Yayish Menagalos. So why does the Mishnah group together the concept of Menachos? Because when we pointed out, when you're making a Zeicha LeMikdash, people are going to be so sad. You're making a remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash? I thought the Beis HaMikdash would be built tomorrow. And they're going to think, oh, it's definitely not being built tomorrow. It's not going to be built anytime soon. So then we bring the next takana of Menachos very nicely to say that we want to, no, don't forget about, don't be Yayish from the Galos, from the Galos. You're going to have the Geula and Meheri Bin HaMikdash. We even have a takana. You shouldn't eat chadash of the new grain the entire day because we're afraid that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built right now. We built tomorrow, and then it's going to be built, and then it's going to have the Isra Deraisa is going to fall out in the morning. A very nice pshat. But when it comes to Menachos, I don't need to mention the concept of lulav because Menachos is the happy Besorah Tova that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. So the Mishnah there doesn't have to mention the concept of lulav. A very fascinating, beautiful answer. And apparently the Brisker Rav was Mispala. He loved the answer very much. He thought that was a very nice answer to answer Tosos' question. So it's a very nice pshat that he gives. Okay, so now I just want to point out when it comes to the Isra of Chadash, that the big machlokas we've shown him whether that applies in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, it's Pashut that applies. In Eretz Yisrael, every hachshir you'll have, it's an Isra Deraisa. Even Bezman Hazet, there's an Isra to have the grain for the previous year in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, that's what's not as Pashut. There are Rishonim that hold that doesn't apply for the main Rishonim, the Rambam, Rif, and Rush, the classic Rishonim that we pass like, and the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly that Chadash does apply in Chutz La'aretz. I think the Gra also held that way. The Ramah has a Sveika, has an interesting Sveik Seika, the Achronim are bothered by that Sveik Seika, but that seems to be why the Minhag Olam became to be a little bit Meikel, and the Bach also was Meikel on Chadash and Chutz La'aretz. That's the Chassidim have a Mesorah to follow that Bach. However reason what happened with Baal Shem Tov, but Lameisa, that's the din Bizman Hazeh really does not so pasha that it doesn't apply. A lot of Sfardim are very makbid about this, and even Ashkenazim, a lot of Litvisha Olam is makbid. A lot of the Hamish Hechsherim, they'll all say Yashan. They'll all say Yashan. It's interesting. People think that they're similar to each other. Yashan and Chalav Yisrael have absolutely nothing to do with each other. They're completely different halachas. But usually, the people who are makbid on Yashan are the people who are going to be makbid on Chalav Yisrael. So a restaurant, all right, we're Yashan and Chalav Yisrael. But you should know that they have absolutely nothing to do with them. Chalav Yisrael is a whole other issue. Having goyim milk your cows, not getting it right now. But you should know there's a completely different term. Yashan is this shaila that there's a real shaila over here of an Isra Deraisa. That's a shaila that there are those in America who are makbid about it, and a lot of Hamish Hechsherim in America are willing to give Hechsher if you have Yashan. That's a real shaila of a potential. So the rest, again, the olam, there is what to rely on to be minik mekel, but that you should know that is applies bizman as well. So now the Gemara is pointing out, when was the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? When would Rabbi Yochanan say that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be rebuilt? You're going to tell me the Beis HaMikdash was built on the 16th of Nisan, sometime during the day. So then the Gemara points out, so then Harei Hitir Yisrach. So then if the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet, So then who cares? That morning, there was a Beis HaMikdash, and then the Pasuk tells us that it's going to be that applies when there's no Beis HaMikdash. The fact that it was built later in the day doesn't retroactively make it that it was only going to be built when the Beis HaMikdash was built. So it can't be that it was built on the 16th. So the Gemara says, Ella di bana b'chamisa. We're talking about it's going to be built on the 15th of Nisan, or any time earlier, in which case it's going to be usher to eat the new grain in the morning because you have to bring the korban. And they're going to get confused with the time that there wasn't Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, so then why would he make the whole day usher though? Mechatzos imilhalam tishtere, that it should be usher immediately from chatzos because of the last. Now we learn in the Mishnah that they never delayed bringing it after chatzos. Harachokim mutar mechatzos imilhalam, that those who are distant from Yerushalayim, they'd be allowed to have the omer after chatzos, after midday, after chatzos yom, 12 o'clock on a perfect day, the 6th day, after 12 o'clock during the day, then from midday and onward, they'd be allowed to have the new grain because of Hashem based on the Lefisha in based in Mesasimbo. The Beis Din would never allow it to delay it past Chatzos. They would always do it before Chatzos, and you could know 100% that they would never bring the Korban Omer. They'd bring it in Zerizim Akdim, and they'd probably bring it right away at Nates, whatever, really early, but they would never, ever go past Chatzos, past midday. So then, why would Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh make a Takana for the whole day? L'chor, he'd say after Chatzos, after midday, it should be permitted. So the Gemara answers, no, lo, tricha. The Ibane Belelia. We're talking about a case where the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt at night of the 16th. Inami Samach L'Shkiyas Chachama, or it was built right before Shkiyah on the 15th. In either case, the Omer process might be delayed. And Rashi tells us, asked the question though, that how is the Beis HaMikdash able to be built on Yontav? Don't we learn the Gemara Shavuos tells us the Beis HaMikdash is not allowed to be done at night. Also, it's not going to be done on Shabbos and Yontav. So how could the Beis HaMikdash be built at night of the 16th, which is the night before, which is going to be Yontav, the first day of Pesach? So Rashi tells us both seem to answer the same answer, that this refers to the Beis HaMikdash that we're going to build. However, the third Beis HaMikdash, we have Masorah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to miraculously build this Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he's going to be building it, and Lechora it's going to be built for Shemayim, and therefore that pasuk is not going to apply based on the Gemara. Other Rishonim point out, no, there is the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built by us, and that we should be building the Beis HaMikdash. It's famous when they first captured, in 1967, they captured the Har HaBayis. Rav Devensel said they should start building the Beis HaMikdash. That's what he held, that they should start building the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, when it comes to the new grain being brought, so that is not going to apply because the Beis HaMikdash is not going to apply for the throne. That's what Rashi and Tosfos hold. And Rav Moshe points out that it's going to be so miraculous, apparently it's going to happen so quickly in one day. He points out that in regards to what we say in davening, on Musaf, we say, we're going to see the whole building. Not just like part of the building. We're going to see the whole building because it's going to happen so quickly. It's going to come down from Shemayim. Everyone's going to see the building of Beis HaMikdash. That's what we ask for in the Tefillas Musaf of the Shalosh Regalim. Now the Gemara continues a different shot in Rabbi Yochanan Mitzaka. The Gemara says, so Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mitzaka Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Rabbi Yochanan Mitzaka said his shot according to Rabbi Yehuda Damar Minat Torah Uasra. That says his shot that where it says it's Isra Daraisa. Oh, just to point out one thing that Rav Moshe pointed out. Another Ha'ara that Moshe pointed out is that why didn't they make this takana after the first Beis HaMikdash though? When the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, wouldn't the same takana should apply? That at the end of the day, this whole Isser should have the same chashash Meheri Ban and Beis HaMikdash is going to apply. So Rav Moshe gives two tirus. So the first answer is that no, they already had a Masorah. They knew exactly that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built 70 years later. Galus Bavel is going to only last 70 years, and they'll be able to come back after 70 years. No takana, people are going to forget what the original takana was. They're going to know that it applies based on the korban. So there was no reason to build it by the first Beis HaMikdash. Or the second one is that no. Well, based on what we're going to say in the coming answer, that he was darsh v'hiskin, that he said over a previous mimra, so similar to that, is that they forgot the halacha, and he just said the halacha, but really, in a chanami. After the first Beis HaMikdash, they had the same exact takana. It's named, we call it Rabbi Yochanan Mitzaka's takana because he was reinterpreting that people forgot this halacha and he said over the halacha. Could be that's another pshat that Rav Moshe gives. The Gemara says, Nachmar Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mitzaka v'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Rabbi Yochanan Mitzaka is dealing with the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that it's really an Isser D'Oraisa. Amar Minat Torah Hu Aser, that even in Beis HaMikdash, the whole day is going to be Aser until the night of after the whole day of the 16th has passed. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, turning out the next time. But now, the Pasuk says, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, until Etzem Hayom Hazeh, which is learning, Ad She'itzum Hayom, the drasha is, the entire day has passed. Because we say that the entire day is passed, the entire thing. The entire thing include the previous part and the next part, or does it not? So the Gemara is assuming over here that it does include the entire day, and Rabbi Yehuda is understanding that, based on the Gemara Menachos, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the entire day is going to be an Isser D'Oraisa when there is no Beis HaMikdash. When there is a Beis HaMikdash, so it's going to be the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda, it's actually more Mekel. That whenever they would makir the Korban, that would be Matir. In the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, the Isser D'Oraisa would apply all day. So then according to Rabbi Yochanan Mitzaka, that's what he was telling, that there's an Isser D'Oraisa all day. So the Gemara Gemara asks, so then Umisavala Kavase, is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Yehuda? Can Rabbi Yehuda was many years later, which is this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda must have existed earlier than Rabbi Yehuda. We just called it Rabbi Yehuda. The words of Hamafli Paligale. But doesn't Rabbi Yehuda Beferish disagree with him in a Raisa? The sound of the Raisa says, Bishakara Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, his can Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai, Shia Yom Enef Kulu Aser. The Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai was Mazakai, and the entire day of waving should be Aser. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lachorah shouldn't say Amar Lo, because Rabbi Yehuda was many generations after Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai. It should be Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ve'alomina Torah Aser, he said on the statement of Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai, what are you saying? It's a Dirabanan, Lachorah, it's a Nisra Dereisa. Yechziv Ad Etzmeozeh, Adisu Mushal Yom. Lachorah Rabbi Yehuda is Beferish arguing with Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai is talking about an Isra Dereisa when he's very clear that it's only an Isra Dereisa? So the Gemara says no. So the Gemara wants to answer now, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda hu dekatai. Rabbi Yehuda was mistaken as to Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai meant. He said, who suffered midraman kama? He thought Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai, I'm making this takana, this is an Isra Dereisa. That's not what he meant. So the Gemara, Dereisa kamar, velohi. He said, that's not what he meant. Rather, he meant Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai was midorish that this is an Isra Dereisa. The Gemara says, but wait a second, that's not the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Vahitzkin kamar. It says Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai, he made the takana, he instituted the takana. He said that we should do this takana. It sounds like that it should be that he's saying that it's applying an Isra Dereisa, not an Isra Dereisa. The Gemara says, no, my Hiskin, what does it mean? That he was Misakin, Zak the Gemara, Darisha Hiskin. He Darish the Pasuk, and he said that we should be Misakin. That's what it means over here. That it really means that he's just expounding what the Din Dereisa should be. This would be similar to Rav Moshe's answer, that really this existed after the Bayis Rishon, and they forgot this halacha, and he would come to be Darish Hiskin, and he said, oh, this was halacha that used to keep after the Bayis Rishon, and that was why the Takana that he made after the Korban Bayis Sheni. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah. Yom Tov Shun Shal Chag Shil Chol Yos B'Shabbos. If the first day of Chag, the first day of Chag is referred to as Sukkos, the Stam Chag is always Sukkos. That's one of the way of Lashon Chag. Kol Am Molchinus Lulav on the Basic Nas. What they used to do? They used to bring their lulavs on Friday to the Shul. This is referring to the Mitzvah Dereisa. When it fell out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Machom Eshkenavalin. So this is referring to they used to come early to the shul. Kol Echad Echad Mevin Lulav. So everyone would take his lulav and take him. Neshar Chachamim. The Chachamim said, "Ein Adam Yotze Chavasa Biyom Tovishim Lulav Shechaver." So take the lulav that you had your name on it, your name tag, and you should take your lulav because you can't be yotze with someone else's lulav, as we know based on Kach Nalachem that it can't be someone else's. But on the rest of the days, there is no such takana that it has to be yours. So according to Tosfos, they understand that lachem, it does not apply on the rest of the days because it's only derabanan. But in the Beis HaMikdash, the din of lachem would in fact apply. The Ramban disagrees though. The Ramban holds that lachem would apply even the Beis HaMikdash on the second days. This is a reference to the days of only the lachem would not apply to the Beis HaMikdash. Either lachem, you would not have to be yours. Even the Beis HaMikdash, you'd be able to borrow it. So then the Mishnah discusses Rabbi Yossi Omer Yom Tov Rishon Shachag Shachalios B'Shabbos. So once we're talking about the what they used to do on Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi says the first day of Chag fell on Shabbos. Shachag Vayotzi Salulav Rishos Rabbi. You brought the lulav into the public domain, so you violated the malacha of Hutzah on Shabbos and Isra D'Oraisa. Potter, normally you have to bring a Korban Chatas. In this circumstance, though, since you carried out with permission to do the mitzvah, that is going to be your misasik of the mitzvah, Rashi says, and therefore you are taking the lulav and involved with the mitzvah to fill it, you're not even chayav in the korban, meaning that you don't even need that kapara, you don't need that atonement because you're not even chayav in the mitzvah because you were osik in the mitzvah. You're forgetting about because you were osik in the mitzvah, so that's way less chamor, and you wouldn't even have to bring a korban chatas. So now the Mishnah discusses when it comes to the lulav different. The Gemara says, what do I know that this should be the case? That the first day of Sukkot, you can't give yotze to someone else. So this is the Tanna Rabbanan, the pasuk is written in the pearl. Why didn't it say v'lakachta? So the fact that it says v'lakachtem is telling us that everyone should take their own lulav. That's what we're learning out. Everyone should take their lulav. Had the Torah v'lakachta, I would have thought the mitzvah is only that somebody has to take the lulav. Maybe it was on Beis Din. It says v'lakachtem, every single person has to take on the lulav. And lachem, that it should be your lulav, that we learn that lachem, mishalachem has to be yours. Lo'ti yitashol v'sagol, so if you borrow it, or certainly if you steal it, you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah. Mikan amru chachavim, enam yotze chavasav yom tavrishon, shalchag v'lo shachavir, you're not going to be yotze someone else's lulav. Ela, imkein nabdam atana, even if he gives it with a gift, a full-fledged gift, that it's now yours, then you can fulfill the mitzvah. You have to have not a temporary, that he's giving you a full-fledged ownership over that time period that you have it, it's really going to be yours. Now the Gemara continues with the story that Ma'isa b'Ram Galilah b'Shubah b'Lazar b'Nazar b'Rabbi Akiva Shayu Ba'in b'Sfinam. They were on a ship. We have a few Ma'isim like that with regards to Chuma Ma'isa that take off different things that we learn out from when they were on the ship. There's another story. They used to go back and forth between Rome and Israel a lot to speak on behalf of the Jewish people to the government. V'Loyal Lulav and to help the people there. V'Loyal Lulav the Ram Galilah b'Levad and Ram Gamliel. was the only one who had the dollar minimum with him. Shalakab Elef Zizu, which he bought for 1,000 zizu. Where does it mention that? He spent 1,000 zizu, a ton of money. It's like $1 million. Ton of money. Nadal Rama Gamliel, Vyatsuba Rama Gamliel, took it and fulfilled his mitzvah. Then Asper Bishua, and they gave it to Bishua as a gift. Now Rabbi Yeshua, Vyatsuba Rabbi Yeshua, then took it, fulfilled it, and he gave it to Rabbi Lazar Mazar, Rabbi Natana, not Rabbi Lazar Mazar, Vyatsuba, Nasla Matana, Rabbi Akiva, then he gave it to Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva, Vyatsuba, Vyatsuba, Rabbi Gamliel, then Rabbi Akiva took it last and gave it back to Rabban Gamliel. So that's the story of the Brisa. So now the Gemara wants to analyze, we see the fact that give it as a gift, that this seems to be a right, you can only give it, you can't use the Baralula. The Gemara says, wait a second, Lama Leila Mimar have zero. Why does it mention Rabbi Akiva gave it back to give it back? What's the difference? The whole point we're trying to bring is that it was a matana works. And a matana works, we bring a story from someone from Tanaim who used the matana, used a present. So what do you have to tell me that he gave it back to Rabban Gamliel? So the Gemara says, Lama Leila Mimar have zero. Nosa Agavorach Kamashmal. And we learn, by a side point, we're going to deal a different halacha. We're teaching you this different detail, teaching you a different halacha, that matana manas la'achzir shma matana. That even if I gave you this lulav on condition that you'll give it back to me, that's still considered a full-fledged your property at that point. That's a shayla could even kaddish isha. All these different things. The famous shayla laptos discusses a lot of this in yonam the betalumdas behind a matana manas shahachzir. But either way, the matana shahachzir, the fact that you have ownership for that moment, even if I make a condition that you have to give it back to me, that is still going to be okay. So the Gemara says that's what we're learning out from the Amil Sagavorkei, that giving it on condition is still considered a gift halachically, and that's considered as if it's yours. Lekach t'malchem, it's still considered yours. Ki ha'damar Rava, as Rava says, halacha etra gzel manas techzir ali, you give me a matana, a manas that you give it back to me. So then, says, natal v'yotzeh bo, that the person who took it is going to be yotzeh, v'echzir yotzeh, and if he returns it afterwards, he's going to be yotzeh, lo yotzeh, lo yotzeh, that if he made that part as stipulation, he made the ketanai, that you have to give it back to me, and he doesn't give it back, then I never fulfilled the condition in which I gave it to you. And then retroactively comes out that you're using an esrog which is not yours, because I set a condition, I'm giving it to you only on condition that you give it back. If you don't give it back, you didn't fulfill the condition, then you have not been yotze with the mitzvah, and therefore we're learning from here that they didn't have it. L'chora, it's interesting though, in the Braisa that we don't see that they made this with each person. Rabbi Kiva was the only one to give it back to him. So Rabbi Gamliel, Lechora, apparently his intention all along was that each one should give it to the other person, and then the lulav could be returned to him. Lechora, they knew that, but Mirosh, the Tosfos pointed out. And so other Rishonim hold that even Rabbi Gamliel had not told them explicitly to pass the lulav along, that it would have been fulfilled. In fact, if eventually returned to him, that would still be okay. You don't have to specify it. But everyone's going to agree. Everyone would agree. And the Shabbat points out that if I say only to give it to you, and I don't want you to give it to other people, I don't know where it's going to get lost, etc., etc., then for sure, then the din would be in that case, in that circumstance, then that would not be okay to give it to anybody else, and nobody else who you gave it to would be yotze. Now the Gemara just points out, but normally the main Shlachav Elav says, why do you have to tell me that he took it for 1,000 zuz, that it was so expensive, it would have been like $1 million on his lulav esrog that year? The Gemara says, Lodicha kama mitzvos chavivos aleihen, to teach you how much he cared, how much he loved mitzvos, how much he was beloved, the mitzvos were beloved to him, and that's what's teaching over here. So the other Achron Moshe asks, is also in the same phrase, says, what do you mean? We have a concept of Yivazbez, Ayivazbez, Yosem Mechomesh, when it comes to mitzvos also, a person is not allowed to spend more than a fifth of his money, spend his money on a mitzvah. I was just wondering, maybe he had more than, why is everyone assuming he didn't, maybe he had, it was so incredibly wealthy that he did more than 5,000 zuz. Why is that so crazy? But everyone assumes that the firm will ask this, the Ramosha discusses also, that Yivazbez, Ayivazbez, Mechomesh, why wasn't this an issue? So Rav Moshe wanted to answer that if a person is so rich, he didn't have to worry. He was the nasi. He knew that he would never lose his money. The whole problem of Ayizbav is Takanas Usha. Where Ksubas talks about it. Takanas Usha, that the whole reason that there's an issue anyway to have Ayivazbez Chomesh, that we're afraid you're going to lose your money, then you're going to be a poor person, we're going to have to support you. You're giving more money, that's it. That's why the Chafetz Chaim quotes in his Avos Chesed, I think he writes that in Asher Muflag, someone who's so wealthy, he doesn't have that chash at all. A person who makes $20 million a year, he doesn't have a chiyuv to only give 20% and no more than that. He can give $5 million. The Shefter Shlita holds that he is an Asher Muflag, that he's so great and wealthy. I'm sure whatever it is that he's making is a lot less than most of the people that we know. And he holds that he's in the parts so that he's never going to lose. And he gives, Rav Shechter gives like 50% of his money away to tzedakah every year. It's a tremendous bal tzedakah. He's a tremendous everything. It's tzaddik also, but I'm saying that when it comes to tzedakah, it's something that's unbelievable. That Rav Shechter gives like 50% of his money away every year because he's an Asher Muflag, that he's so wealthy and he doesn't have to worry about losing his money. So that's the concept over here. Moshe says also may that apply to Rav Gamliel. Now the Mar continues. Amar le bar memar Rav Ashi. Abba tzluye kametzalei bei. My Armemar, the son of Ravashi, used to say, my father Armemar, he loved the mitzvah of lulav so much that he would daven with the lulav. He would daven shmonesu with the lulav. So we're asked, wait a second, Mesiv, we should remember this from Brachos. The more Brachos tells us, the Raisa tells us, that you can wear your tefillin when davening, but you shouldn't hold your tefillin. You shouldn't hold a sefer Torah while davening either. You shouldn't sleep with them, neither a permanent sleep or even a short nap. You shouldn't do that with the tefillin. There are much more contained in the Braitza. Sakin, Kras, Kukamalos, Harayan, Kyoto, there are a knife and a plate and things like that, a bread. Those are also like that, that those are usher to daven with. The whole issue over here is you're afraid something's going to fall. The moment you're afraid something's going to fall, you're not allowed to daven with it because it's going to affect your concentration. You're going to be distracting. And a person's not allowed to daven with it, not allowed to daven in a situation that'll make him make himself more distracted by holding these things. Lachor, this list, Rabbi Yonah points out, that's what Yonah Shachar, this list is Labdavka, anything that would distract you that you're holding is going to be usher. The very same thing we had in the Gemara Brachos is explicitly, but the Rishon definitely put this out, that they had the gifts that also holding a tinok, that's something that's also not, people aren't aware of this so much either. Holding a baby is a major issue also, that's also very distracting, and holding it, you're afraid is going to fall, and you have to make sure to hold him. That's also something you're not allowed to daven with. So that might be a shaila if he's crying and he's distracting you more when crying, then maybe you'd have a hedger to pick him up. But in general, a lot of people will come to Shulah Sassila holding their child, that is not okay. You're not allowed to hold your baby while davening. Now the Gemara points out, so then how is our Meimar holding his lulav? The Gemara says, "Mahaslam la mitzvah ninu." That they're in the brisa, that those aren't a mitzvah, however, and therefore they're going to be preoccupied with them. However, hacha mitzvah ninu, the fact that it's a lulav, it's a mitzvah. It's so nice to hold the mitzvah all day. It's a below tzaribuhu, and he's not going to be preoccupied with it. That's a shailov here. What does that mean? That so Rashi says that because of the fact that he loved the mitzvah so much, that it's not considered a burdensome, it's not going to distract him while davening. The Ritva says the opposite though. The fact that he cares so much about the lulav, he's going to be more preoccupied with it. So he says, that even though it'll distract him a little bit, the love for the mitzvah is not going to consider a bittul for davening, and therefore it's going to inspire him to be able to have more kavana, even though generally holding things are going to be a distraction. This is going to be mutter because the chavius of mitzvah is going to remind him of Kadosh Baruch Hu more and be able to daven better to Hashem. The Gemara says Tanya has a similar practice, but the Anshi Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lezer Batzadik Omer Kachli Manag Anshi Yerushalayim. This is the minhag of people in Yerushalayim. Adam Yotzev Lulav Biyad. The person leaves his home, Lulav in his hand. Holo Chavisav Ekzanzav Lulav Biyad. Goes to Shul, Lulav in his hand. Korah Kriyat Shema Mispala Lulav Biyad. He says the Kriyat Shema. He davens Shmones with the Lulav in his hand. Korah Batorah Vanosis Kapav. He says Berakas Kwanim and he lanes the Torah Manicha Al Garbe Karko, and the Lulav, he puts the Lulav on the ground for that. Why does he put the Lulav on the ground? Because apparently you're not allowed to. You have to have your hands touch the Sefer Torah. The Mordechai points that out, that a person has to put his hands on the Sefer Torah when you're. That's what you say. The person get Aliyah, the Bal Korah, have to put their hands on the Sefer Torah. So that's what we continue. Holo Chavar Kecholim Anechem Avilim Lo Biado. You go do the mitzvahs of comforting the mourners, or Lulav. I can comfort the mourners on Yantiv over here. The Chora talking about someone who even though he's not officially in Avelos yet, but he lost a relative recently, so you're giving him a Nechama to make his Yantiv better. Nechaz is a midrash when he comes to learn Torah, though, Meshagel Yada Benech Yada Be'ad Shluchav. So that you put it with the servant or the suyach, meaning that you have to learn Torah. You have to. Rashi says that you're holding it distracted. You need a full concentration when learning. Put down the lulav. So Gemara says, what's it teaching you? How much they used to, how careful they were in the love of the in the mitzvahs. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi Omer. Yom Tov, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf.